Shalom. We'll start with the Mishnah in Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and then we'll go to the Pesukim. The Mishnah says, "Kol haMenochos Niloshes BePosherin uMeshamron Shelo Yachmitzu." All menochos are needed to make it into dough with water that's warm water, lukewarm water, and we have to watch it that it shouldn't become chometz. If the shirayim, that means after the kometz is makriv on the mizbeach, the rest is called shirayim, what's left over is for the kohanim to eat. And if the shirayim became chometz, you're over below sase. Shenema, kol amincha asher takrivu l'ashem, lo se'ose chometz. You're not allowed to make chometz in the mincha. V'chayv al ishoso, v'al arichoso, v'al afiyoso. If you make chometz, and the mincha, so you're chayev if you do the lisha, is kneading, the larichoso is arranging the dough into forms of bread, the lafiyoso on the baking. So Rashi says here that the posik was brought in the Mishnah Shenema, kol amincha asher takrivu l'ashem lo se'ose chometz areshekoi. That means there's two parts in the beginning of the Mishnah. The first part is that we have to watch the mincha not to become chometz. And right after that it says about the shirayim, the leftover from the mincha, which the kohanim eat, that you're over below sase. And the posik shenema, kol ha-mincha, doesn't go on the end of the shirayim, it goes on the beginning of the Mishnah that niloshes beposher mishamron shelo yachmitzu, because it says in the posik, kol ha-mincha asher takrivu l'ashem lo se'ose chometz. Rashi says, arei shekoi, dektoni u'mishamron shelo yachmitzu mikod, v'kodim k'mitzu mishto. It's talking before k'mitzu, when we're ready to prepare the mincha to be able to take a komet and be makta on the mizbeach, when we're preparing it to make it into a dough, it says, kol ha-mincha shatakrivu l'ashem lo se'ose chometz. And this posik is in Vayikra, in Perek Beis, posik Yud Aleph, kol ha-mincha shatakrivu l'ashem, lo se'ose chometz, ki chol tzor v'chol dvash lo saktiru mimenu ish el Hashem. The pashtus of the posik, when you read it, it says that any mincha that were makir t'Hashem shouldn't be made with chometz, because you're not allowed to be makir on the mizbeach any chometz. So it's machma like a nesina stam, because you're not allowed to use chometz on the mizbeach, so you're not allowed to make the mincha out of chometz. And this posik is talking, the pashtus of the posik is talking before the aktor, when it's prepared to become a mincha. Then there's another pasuk that the Gemara brings, menani mili, and the Gemara says menani mili, omar eshloki, menani mili, so Rashi says menani mili, how do we know that the shirayim is also to make chometz, to prepare the shirayim for the kohanim to eat? They're allowed to eat in any form. They could even mix dvash, honey, which is also on the mizbeach, but it's mutar for the kohanim to eat, but you can't prepare with chometz. You can't make the shirayim into chometz. Omar yishlokish domar kron lo se'ote chometz chelkom. Afilu chelkom lo se'ote chometz. So he brings a posik from Parshas Ktav, which is the second posik that talks about mincha with chometz. Over there it says, the posik says, lo is perek vov posik yud, lo se'ose chometz. The pasuk before that it says v'anoseres mimenu yochlu aron uvonav matzos se'ochel b'mokum kodesh. It says you have to eat the mincha, what's left from it. V'anoseres mimenu you eat b'mokum kodesh in the chasar oel moed, and you eat it matzos. Then it says alav lo se'ose chometz, not to bake it chometz, chelkom nasati yosomei shoye. The pasuk after that it says again kol zocha b'vneon yochalenos. The Gemara dash in some place why it says all these three places of achila. A component of the posik that the Reish Lakish darshins that you're not allowed to make the shirayim into chometz is this posik and tzav, lo se'ote chometz chelkom. So we darshin, even chelkom, the chelik of the kohanim, we shouldn't make into chometz. Now we must explain that there's five kinds of minchas, not minchas yochid, there's five kinds. Four of them are baked before the akrova to the mizbeach. One of them is minchas asoles, which is still in the form of, not baked, it's still in the form of flour with shemen. And we do a kmitza from that, and then we're makiv on the mizbeach, and the rest is for the kohanim to bake and eat. The four menachas that are baked are called minchas machavas and macheshes. And there's chalos and rikikin. So we have four menachos that are be able, if you want to make chometz, the love of being machmitz aminchos before that krova, like the pashtas of the pasuk and parshas vayikra, is only talking about four of the minchas, because those are the ones that are baked beforehand. After it's like makriv on the mizbeach, it's not, you can't make it into chometz, because it already was baked. Once it's baked, it can't become chometz anymore. And the pasuk in Tzav is talking about a mincha that you could do in the shirayim. The shirayim to become chometz is only possible in a mincha sasoles. It's only one kind of mincha. There's one more mincha that there's a lot to make into chometz. That's the lechem aponim. It's the Rambam paskins like the Gemara that the lechem aponim is also to be machmitz. But that is not from the pashtus of the pasuk called a mincha. Only it's from a ribuy asher takrivu l'Hashem, like it says in the Kesef Mishnah, in the Pshat and the Rambam, that asher takrivu l'Hashem is marbe lechem aponim, and that goes into kol ha-mincha. The Pashtus Apostle talks about four menochos that are baked before the akrova, and we're not allowed to make them chometz while we're preparing it before baking. So I thought of a remez that the Apostle is talking kol ha-mincha, the tam, the trop, the nigun that's on top of the word kol ha-mincha is a revi, and revi means four. That means kol ha-mincha, the revi, kol ha-mincha, that's four menachos, that's asher takrivu l'Hashem, you can't make it chometz before the akrova. That's as far as the psukim go. And the Gemara itself, it says, the Reish Lakish says that we darshan from the pasuk lo se'of the chometz chelkom, that even the chelik of the kohanim, the shirayim, shouldn't become chometz. In the Mishnah it says the loshen hechmitzu shioreho over belosase. It's interesting that the Mishnah points out after malchus on the shirayim. Also the Rambam in Sefer Hamitzvos losase kuf chof dalad says the loshen. Then he brings the pasuk closely off the chometz chelkom, and whoever is offer shiore menachos chometz gets malchus. The chinuch also says not to make shiore menachos chometz. In all these places it's mentioned after shirayim, and this forum talk about it. Why don't they mention that the mincha itself shouldn't become chometz? The other four menachos when you're preparing it to be makriv on the mizbeach. It could be like a prat in the dinei amincha, because the mincha you can't be makti on the mizbeach chometz, like the end of the pasuk ki chol sor v'chol dvash lo saktiru. So since it's like a prat in the mincha, maybe it's not mentioned, but there isn't a real clear teretz why all these places, the Mishnah and in the minyanei amitzvahs, the monei amitzvahs, they only said the shirayim shouldn't become chometz. Then the Gemara goes on to say why that there's a posik of lo se'ose chometz, and then there's the posik. So we would think, if it only had the posik lo se'ose chometz, we would say that you only chayev achas al kulam. That if you did all four melachos, then of lisha and aricha and afia, only if you did all those melachos, so then you're chayev malchus. But if you did one of them, how do we know you're chayiv? Talmud Lomar lo se'ofe, afiyah b'chlal oisa, lomo yotzos, so it's afiyah is miyuchedes, shehi maisi yechidi v'chayovin oleo b'fnei asmo, af ani ovi lishe naricha, that they're maisi yechidi, and kituf means putting water on top of the bread to make it nice, so also you're chayiv, even if you did one of the melochas. Without the posik lo se'ofe, we would say only if you do all of them. And here it says that even if you did one of those melachos, you're chayav. Rashi says, no, then there's the Gemara further. We'll go to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, "Daf nun vav amud alef omar af pope, of all lo keshtayim, achas al arichoso, v'achas al afiyoso." If somebody baked a mincha that became chometz, and somebody baked it, so he's located on two isurim, aricha and afia. Aricha, we said, is arranging the bread to be prepared to cut it into nice shapes and to make it into a loaf. That's called aricha. And if you baked it, so you're, that means the person who baked it is chayv on two things. Rashi says that the baking itself is aricha also. Rashi says the ofa lo keshtayim the afir gemara aricha. The afir itself is the gemara aricha. So that means it includes chutz from besides what it is the baking itself, which is the iser. It also includes the aricha, the arranging the bread. So that means the person could be kneading the dough and chayv malkis, and then he could be oleich the bread and chayv malkis, and then if a person bakes it, he's chayv twice malkis, also for arranging and also for baking. So the Gemara asks, but if we said afi is miyuchedes, that it's a maifi chidi and you're chayv by itself. So as the Gemara says, it depends. If somebody else did the aricha, so that person is chayv on aricha by itself, and the baker is chayv also on aricha and also on afi. But if the same person that did the aricha, the arranging, also did the baking, so it's chayv once on the aricha, we call the arranging from before the baking and the arranging that's included in the baking as one arrangement, and you're chayv malkis once on that, and also besides that, you're chayv on the afir also malkis. And Rashi says, aricha gomar gomro, v'apal gav de chayv chavre aricha, hu chayv nami alo, kedoma nami lekamon, lo bi mechamet zachar mechamet. The Gemara Named Bey says from Rabbi Yochanan that mechamet zachar mechamet is chayv. That means if you make chomet into the mincha, a mincha that already has chomet, so you're chayv. And Rashi learns here that afir is lokesh time, is that the afi itself is the gemar of the aricha, and then Rashi asks, but if already there was somebody who did the aricha, so why should he be chayv on aricha also? So he says, mechamet, tachar mechamet is chayv, so the same thing, you did aricha, after aricha, arranging, after arranging, you're also chayv. Well, look at the Rashi and Amid Beis, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, akol modi be mechamet, tachar mechamet, shil chayv, and Rabbi Yochanan talks about three examples of a lav that you could be over on it twice, like mesareis achar mesareis, or matil mum bebal mum. If there's a carbon of kodshim, you're not allowed to make a mum in it. And if it already has a mum, you're also not allowed to make another mum. To add on a mum is also the same thing. Mechamet achar mechamet, a mincha that has chomets in it, you're not allowed to make again chomets. What does that mean? Rashi says, Modim b'mechamitz achar mechamitz b'menochus klomar. Rashi says, means, kol ha-mesayim b'chimutz. Anything that helps in the chimutz, kigon orech achar alosh, v'ofer achar orech, kulon chayovun. All the people who take part in this chometz, that means the mincha has chometz in it, and they do all the extra work to make it, to bring it to the level of being bread, so they're chayav. And Rashi doesn't learn like the pashtus of the words mechamet zachar mechamet, that it was sour, and then you made another sourness. You put another piece of chomets in it to make it sour, to be chayav. That Rashi doesn't say. Rashi says mechamet zachar mechamet is davke if he did a different pool that wasn't done yet. So it could be aricha iftar lisha, or it could be afiya iftar aricha. And Rashi on Amud Aleph, when he says, also lo kishtayim, and he says that one person did aricha, and then the next person did afiyah, and afiyah includes aricha, which is arranging. So Rashi asks, already somebody is chayav on the arranging, so why should the next person be chayav on arranging? So he says the same thing like in Amud Beis, mechamet zachar mechamet, you could do the same act twice, and two people or twice you will be chayav on it. But we see that Rashi, because he didn't want to learn that it's chometz after chometz, kipshuto, that he put a piece of sourdough in it to become chometz, and then he did it again. Pashtus Rashi would learn, because it's not a peula. Since it's already chometz, I can't do it again. There's no new thing being done by the second time of putting in the sourdough. So that's why Rashi has to learn that he did a different act. What's with aricha? So we'll have to say, since Rashi says that you could do aricha if the aricha like mechamet zachar mechamet, that means the next aricha, which is the aricha that's included in afir, is a different kind of aricha, to added aricha. So memela, he's doing something that wasn't done before. That's why he's chayev malkis. There's one more Rashi. Rashi says in Daphnon Zayin on the Dalas, the Gemara says like this. Boy Rav Popper. The Gemara has said before that, that the Isra of making chometz and amincha is only amincha that's kshera. If it's kosher for the Mizbeach, for the Beis HaMikdash. But if it's possible, let's say it became Tomei or went out of the Arab, out of the Azorah, which it became possible, so that kind of mincha is not chayev for being nechamek. So then there's a question that Gemara, boy Rav Popper. Rav Popper is, chimtso v'yotzos v'chozah v'chimtso mal. If he made it chometz once, and then it went out of the Azorah, so if it goes out of the Azorah, it becomes posel, because it's Yotze. And then when it came back in, he did it again, Chometz. So the Shaila of the Gemara is Kivan the Yotzos, if Silelo be Yotze, because it went out of the Azorah, so it became a Psul Yotze on the Mincha, even though it was Chometz and you can't use it. But now there's a new Psul of Yotze. The Chihodar Machmitz, Lolo Mechayiv, Lolo Mishum Machmitz, Achar Machmitz. When you Machmitz it again, the second time you did the Chometz, you're not chayev because it's already a mincha psula, and a mincha psula we're not chayev. Oydil mekimam dechimtso, because in the chatchila, in the beginning it was already chometz when it went out, so yotzei lo mahanibe, it's not really a psula of yotzei, because it's a yotzei on a mincha that already was possible. So since the psul yotzei is not so strong in it, so when it comes back in, it's still shayech psul of being mechametz again. So the question is there shayach, is it possible to be chayev machmitz achar machmitz on a mincha that went out in the form of chametz and came back in? So Rashi learns here on chozah v'chimtso. Rashi again says klomar, which means gomar ma'ase chimutzo kisheofo, that he finished the ma'ase chimutz when he baked it. That means Rashi is again not explaining that chimutz achar chimutz that he put in sourdough once. And then he's putting it in again. Mistama, like we said before, that it's not a new act because it already has sourdough and it's already chometz. Only Rashi learns that he did the next act here of baking it. And the baking is called mechametz achar mechametz. So we would think that, why is Rashi not saying the pshuta, like we said before, that it's not a new act. In the chinuch there's twice, there's one mitzvah that's called the Isur of Sor v'Dvash, that you're not allowed to be makhtir on the Mizbeach, chometz and honey, sour and sweet, and there's another mitzvah of not being machmit the shirayim. So when the chinuch talks in mitzvah kuf yud zayin and the love of not being makhtir sour and dvash and honey, so he mentions in that it's also to be machmitz the shirayim. He says, and each asiyah shebo yachayv, each act that you do in the dough, like kneading or arranging or baking, so yachayv. He doesn't mention there the words machametz achar machametz. And in the mitzvah kuf lamed hey, where he's talking about shlol hachmitz shorim mincha, over there he mentions that also machametz achar machametz is chayv, and he doesn't mention the fact of different acts of Lisha and Aricha and Afia. So it looks like the Chinuch was learning that Mechametz Achar Mechametz is not the same thing as the Chiyuv of Lisha and Aricha and Afia. In the Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch, we should mention this, the Minchas Chinuch in Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, in this mitzvah Kuf Lamed Hei says, for a double poshut, he says it's for sure, that if somebody was machmitz the mincha, he put sour into the mincha to make it chometz, and then he did it again, for sure he's not chayv because he didn't do a new act. And he doesn't mention the Rambam, he doesn't even mention that the chinuch himself changed his lashon from mitzvah kuf yud zayin to mitzvah kuf lamed hei. We'll read the Rambam and see what the Rambam holds. Perek yud beis in ma'aseh ha-korbonos, halacha yud dalet. All the menachos that we bring to the mizbeach is always matzah. All the what's left over from the mincha that the kohanim eat, even though the kohanim are allowed to eat it in any form, even with honey. And honey is not a mutar in the mizbeach, but for the mincha to eat for the kohanim is mutar, but ein ochli no son chometz. You're not allowed to eat it chometz. Shenema lo se'ofe chometz chelkom afilu chelkom lo yachmitzu. The Rambam uses the Loshna Mishnah that says to be machmitz the shiraim is loke, and then he says amechametz achar amechametz chayev. If somebody makes chometz after he already did chometz, so you're chayev on the second time also. And then he says another halacha, the loke al kol asir v'asir shebo, each act, each pula that you do in this dough that's chometz, you're chayev, each one separately, ketzad. If he needed chometz, or orcho chometz, he did it arranging the shape of the bread. O kotfo chometz, kotfo is that you put a little bit of water on it to make it nice on the top. O afir chometz, he baked it chometz, loke, shenema, lo seyose chometz, venema lo seyose chometz. Those are the two psukim. Lo seyose chometz, and lo seyose chometz. Lechayev al kol maisi yechidi shebo. Each separate maisa that's done, so it's mechayev. What would be asiyah chometz mitchilo v'adsof? Lo kal kol ma'isim. If he did chometz from the beginning to the end, that means one person did it, not that separate people did it. If it's one person that did the lisha, the aricha, the kituf, and the asiyah, so it's chayev on each ma'isim. It's chayev altogether four times malchus. The malbim in chumash in parshas Vayikra says that stocking that was with one asra, he was masrei. Lotzei Oser Chometz, and since the Torah was Mechalek Beinem, so there's a Chalukah of, like Chalukah of Melechet Shabbos, there's a Chalukah of Asiya in the Chometz of the Mincha, so Menele is Chayev a few Malkis on one Hasrot. So you have to say that they did all the Pulis Tochke they Dibor, one from the other one, so probably there you can't say that it was Lachar Kedei Dibor, it's all like one Asiya. Not shaykh. All the time you need asra to be tov kedei dibur because he could say ishtali that he forgot. So to be mavchin ben shogig lemezi, to be for sure that he's amazing, that he wants to be over on the asra and get malchus, so it has to be tov kedei dibur. And here he started tov kedei dibur and all his pa'ulas are mamshich from that. It's all called one asiya, one lo seyose chomet. I'm not sure we need to say what the minchas chinuch says. The minchas chinuch says that it's like when you're lovish kilayim. And the beginning of the maise, you put on a beged of kilayim, of shatnez, so the putting on is a maise, so in the hemshech, let's say you're wearing it for an hour. Each time you're mastering, you tell him, take it off, and he doesn't take it off, he's chayv malchus on each asra. So Tosfos says, because it's a lav shein bo maise, he's just wearing it, he didn't take it off. So Tosfos says, because the beginning was ayidei maise, the hemshech is also ayidei maise. And the Michas Chinuch wants to say that over here also, since the beginning is al yedei maise, that he started off needing it and it was close to the asro, so the hemshech also, but that we don't have to say because it's all one lo sasa, and the Torah was mechalek the maise in each one by itself. The Rambam says that mechametz achar mechametz, he says first is chayev, and then he says another din lokin al kol asir v'asir shebo. So it's matna that mechametz achar mechametz is kipshuto, he doesn't be masber anything else. So it's kipshuta that somebody did put chometz into the dough, he put sourdough into the dough to be naked chometz, and then he did it again. What we said before, the Minchas Chinuch says it's no new act, he didn't add anything, so maybe it does add on that it becomes a little more sour with the second time. So the Rambam would hold that if you do mechametz achar mechametz twice to put sourdough, you're chayev on both times, the first time and the second time. Another raya from the Rambam, because the Rambam in Halacha Yudches, he talks about the starts off of Mechametz Mincha Psula. In the middle of that, he brings the Shal of the Gemara of Boi Rav Popa. He says, Chimtso Kesheik Sheira. He made it Chometz when it was kosher. Yotzos Lachutz. While it was Chometz, already it was Chometz, it went out of the Azorah, means it became Poto or Yotze. The Choza of the Chimtso, Achar Shenipsilo Bitsioso. Once it was Nipsal Bitsioso, he made it again Chometz. Eno loke, so he's not loke. So here the Rambam doesn't say that he did aricha or he did lisha or he did afiyah. He says chozar v'chimtso. He did again what he did before. First he was chimtso and the chozar v'chimtso. So you see that the Rambam holds that mechametz achar mechametz is kipshuta, like the lashon is that you did it twice chometz. That probably that the first time you did chometz it made it sour to a certain degree, and the second time it makes it even more sour, even more chometz, and that you're loke. And we said that the Malbim and Chumash learns pshat in the Rambam that it was with one asro you're chayev on all the maisim if you did separate maisim. The lashon of the Ravid in the Torah Kohanim, which is the makor of this brisa of Mechayev al Kol Achas VeAchas, and it says there Lesuye Kituv. So the Ravid says the lashon Lesuye Kituv Inech Mitzo B'Shas Kituv. It's mashma from that lashon that the Ravid means that the peula of Kituv, the next peula, is just if Ech Mitzo, if he made it Chometz B'Shas doing that peula. So he learns pshat in the brisa that lasuye kituv, that the brisa is marbe, that if while you're doing kituv it was machmir, so you're chay. Without the brisa, without the extra posik close to yofu, we would think that he's not chay. That's very, it's very hard to understand, because if he made it chometz, what's the difference? What was the peula he did? If his peula made it chometz ech mitzah, so he's chay. Unless we learn that it's a chmitzah by itself, because it was standing, and b'shas was a chmitzah, he did a kitu, but that's a dochak. And again, the Rizer in Parshas Tzavim, the next pasuk of Lo Sei Ofer Chometz, he doesn't say this loshen over there, it's mashma, that it's talking that it was chometz already. I saw Reb Avramsky, the Kohanim Tzadik Levroch, in the Sefer Chazor Nechelsa on the Tosefta, in Perek Zayin, in Menachos, the Tosefta Menachos Perek Zayin Mishnah or Halacha Zayin Os Zayin, he says over there that if somebody baked chometz shiorim mincho chometz is lo ke'arba because of lisha and aricha and kituf and afia, and over there Rabbi Avramsky learns that lisha is talking that if he made it chometz b'shas lisha, and aricha means that b'shas aricha he made it chometz and it wasn't chometz before. He dafka learns that each one of these peulas is if he made it chometz while he was doing it, not that it was chometz before. And he brings a raya. He says, because the Gemara says it's the same thing like misareis achar misareis and bal matil mum bebal muf. And over there, for sure, that he's doing another pu'ula of sirus, and he's doing another pu'ula of making a mum. That means that the pu'ula itself would have been a mum and would have been sirus. So the same thing, by mechametz achar mechametz, it has to be that the second pu'ula makes it into chometz. So he learns that after the pu'ula he's doing makes it chometz, and before it wasn't chometz. So that's hard to understand, because if he's making it chometz now, so he should be called without any new brisa, without any new psukim. It's just because he made it chometz, and it doesn't matter what his act was. There's a Kiryas Sefer, the Kiryas Sefer in Perek Yud Beit in Maaseh HaKorbanos on the Rambam, and Azhora Reish Mem Aleph, he starts off saying alav, Azhora, Shelo Yochlu Akranim Shiori HaManochos Chometz. This is a lesson that it doesn't appear anywhere else. All the places it says not to be machmit shiorei amenochas, and the Kiryas Sefer says shelo yochlu akarnim shiorei amenochas chometz, not to eat it. It's a lot in eating it. So it's machma from the Kiryas Sefer would get malchus on eating the shiorei amenochas, and there's also malchus on preparing it. In the Rambam, there's a reason to think that it also goes on that derech, although it's not mefurish, because the Rambam we read before in Halacha Yudalit says shiori amenochos she'ochlim akranim afal pi she'ein mutorin le'echol osam chol ma'echol obidvash ein ochlin osam chomet. He starts off saying ein ochlin osam chomet, and he brings the pasuk lo she'ne'emar lo se'yof echomet chelkom, and that chelkom lo yachmitzu, and then he says in echmit shiori aloke. So it's mashna from the Rambam. He started off saying that you can't eat it chometz, and then he says that hechmit shorel look is mashna that the ikar iser starts from the fact that you can't eat it chometz, and because of that you can't prepare chometz, you can't arrange it that it should be chometz. So that's a point to think about. Maybe the iser of making it into chometz and preparing it and baking it, even though it already was chometz, each act is also because of the reason that it's also to eat it in chometz, just like the Kiryas Sefer says and like the Rambam starts out saying. So it comes out to what we said until now is that there's a law that you're not allowed to be machmis a mincha, and four minochas, like I said before, four menachos that are baked before the akrova to the mizbeach, so the lav is before the baking, before the baking, that means before being makriv it to the mizbeach. And that's the pashtus of the first posik, kol ha-mincha, we said the time on the posik is a revi, because it goes on four minochus. And then there's one mincha, mincha sasoles, which is from the posik lo se'ofechom, it's chelkom. That's the only mincha that we bake when it's shiraim, and it could become chometz by the shiraim. And the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, which the Minchas Kinyan doesn't bring the Rambam, the Rashi says that mechametz achar mechametz means different acts, one act after the other, but different pu'ulas, different things we do in the dough, one after the other. And the Rambam would say that mechametz achar mechametz is even doing the same pu'ula, putting sour into the dough, it would still be chayav malchus. That's what we wanted to say on this inyan of being mechametz a mincha.